In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Rhoda Fisher, age 87, of Lebanon, died Monday at the Village of Lebanon Nursing Center. Survivors include three sons, Joe and Ernest Fisher of Lebanon, Daniel Fisher of Kimballsville, six daughters, including locally by Geraldine Garrett and Renee Tungett of Lebanon, Judy Tungett and Janice Myers of Kimballsville, Alice Nally of Loretta, one sister, Claudia Garrett of Lebanon, one half-brother of Covington, 20 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rhoda Fisher will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. Mrs. Jerry Hafley, age 65, of Lebanon, died Saturday in Kimballsville after an illness. She is survived by four sons, including locally by Dale and Buck Hafley of Lebanon, Bobby Brown of Loretta, three brothers, Roy and Paul Ray Brown, both of Kimballsville, Welby Newton of Gravel Switch, two sisters, Anna Mason of Lebanon and Faye Tungett of Kimballsville, 11 grandchildren. Funeral services for Jerry Hafley will be today at noon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery. Mrs. Eula Jesse, age 86, of Kimballsville, died Tuesday. She is survived by her husband, Titus Jesse, one son and daughter-in-law, Kimball Jesse and wife Julie of Kimballsville, five grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, one brother, Ordell Fudge, and wife Zelma of Columbia. Funeral services for Eula Jesse will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Kimballsville Memorial Gardens. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the South Kimballsville Baptist Church Building Fund. Mr. James Willard Noakes, age 74, of Columbia, died Monday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Jean Estes Noakes, two daughters, Susan Noakes of Columbia, Angie Pierce and her husband, Alan of Kimballsville, one brother of Louisville, three grandchildren. Funeral services for James Willard Noakes will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McQuarrie Funeral Home with burial in the Haven Hill Cemetery with military honors by the local VFW Post 6097. Mrs. Ella May Parrott Wethington, age 82, of Kimballsville, died Monday at the Medco Nursing Home. She is survived by five sons, Dean Wethington, Tom Wethington, Michael Wethington, all of Kimballsville, James Wethington of Elkhorn, and Joe Wethington of Liberty, five daughters, including locally by Charlotte Tungett, Frances Cox, and Mary Clements, all of Kimballsville, 36 grandchildren, 55 great-grandchildren, several great-great-grandchildren, one half-sister of Somerset. Funeral services for Ella May Parrott Wethington will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Bernard Catholic Church in Clementsville with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home. Prayer services will be held at 6 o'clock this evening at the funeral home. Mrs. Lucille Edwards Perkins, age 76, of Kimballsville, a native of Greene County, died Tuesday at her residence. She is survived by two sons, Robert Wayne Perkins and Billy Joe and Jill Perkins of Kimballsville, one daughter, Sandy Faulkner of one daughter of Louisville, five grandchildren. Funeral services for Lucille Edwards Perkins will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Risen Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. Mr. Jimmy Sperling, age 65, of Kimballsville, died Tuesday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Teresa Sperling, four sons and their spouses of Shelbyville, New York, and Lexington, seven grandchildren, two brothers and three sisters, Edwin Sperling, Charles Sperling, Hazel Sullivan, Maddie Jean Smothers, and Margaret Chapel, all of Kimballsville. Funeral services for Jimmy Sperling will be Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Elkhorn Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.